Welcome to Good Enough-ish. I'm Brooke Forey.
And I'm Amanda Jefferson.
We are two organization-loving friends sharing tips, strategies, real-life experiences, and fails of trying to be good enough-ish at everything we juggle in life.
I own Indigo Organizing. I help busy people simplify their lives at home and at work.
I co-own Curious & Company Creative, a branding design firm, and I created the Balance Bound Planner that helps you get organized and prioritize self-care.
You can find us on Instagram at goodenough.ish, and you can find the show notes over at goodenoughish.com.
If you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, email us at goodenoughishpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 484-440-9498.
So let's start the show.
Let's do it. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
We're both doing the little zhuzh.
We were doing a little zhuzh. I have washed my hair this morning and I'm in the slightly wet, awkward phase. So usually what I do is I let it air dry and look super messy and then I do a little curl. I put a little curl in there. But right now we're in the awkward in between.
Well, yeah. No, I can't come here with like just showered hair because it's like drown rat situation before I dry my hair. So
well, you did come over once in the what is it called? The crunch.
Before I scrunched out the crunch.
Before you scrunched out the crunch, you came over with pre-scrunch crunch.
Yeah, you're like, what's happening? Because it looks wet, but it's not. It's just crunchy. Yeah. Although I have to tell you, I think – so part of the whole scrunch out the crunch thing is because I do like mousse and gel and then I diffuse and then like once it's fully, fully dry, that's when you scrunch out the crunch and get the volume. But I had my hair done last week with my fabulous stylist Steph, who is a listener now. What's up, Steph? And she has never – she like never listened to podcasts and I've been talking about our podcast for 2 years. She, after my last appointment in February, she's like, I'm finally going to listen. She listened, loved it. Now she's like a full-time listener. Anyway.
Okay.
Steph used a new product on my hair and I was like, ooh, I don't actually have any like crunch to scrunch out. And because it was just a mousse, there was no gel. And I've been trying the mousse only this week and I am enjoying it. It's more like floofy and just I think better for summer. So yeah. I don't know why I started talking about that. Anyway, products.
I was talking about I'm in the awkward stage of mid-wet. Yes. What I was going to say, because you were talking about new listeners, was so I taught last week at the at our school district's wellness day, which you and I did together last year.
Love it.
They didn't actually even have a little vendor section this year. That's okay. Anyway, I had a fan waiting for me at the room. So, you know, like everybody knew where, you know, Amanda's going to be in room 135 or whatever. And when I got there, the door was locked, but I had a fan waiting outside. And she was like, I can't come to your session, but I just wanted to tell you I'm a listener. And I was like, oh my God.
It just, it makes your day.
It makes your day.
I was at a gas station last week. This was a, I don't know if this person was a listener or if she just mistook me for someone else.
Or if she was trying to steal your purse.
Or like, because we kind of looked at each other and she kind of looked like my kid's school principal, who I'm friendly with. And but then I realized it wasn't her. But I still like smile at people like when we're both going in a doorway. I don't know. Maybe it's creepy. But – and she was like, oh, hi, how are you? And I was like, good, how are you? And then I was like, that's not who I thought it was. And then I'm wondering if she thought the same thing, like, oh, she's not who I thought she was. Or maybe she's a listener and she's like, I know her, but she doesn't know me. And then we both bought things at the – like, I was just get there to buy a car wash. And that was – it was a strange interaction. If it was you, listener, just reach out. Let me know.
Reach out. Let me know.
It was one of those things. I'm like, I know I'm not famous, but this was a strange interaction that I can't figure it out.
I mean, maybe we are. Maybe these things are going to start happening more often.
You know. Really. So – have you heard of this show, Baby Reindeer?
Okay, Netflix? I just saw it on Netflix yesterday. What is this?
It's bizarre. I've only watched the first two episodes, but I'm like, what is happening? But it's basically this guy. It's based on a true story. This guy who was like trying to be a comedian but was a bartender, mm-hmm. basically acquired a stalker, and it just really devolves into a very strange situation. I don't know how much of it is based in truth, but just I just don't want any baby reindeer type. Anyway.
Yeah.
Amanda, can I just totally change topics, or do you want to continue talking about stalkers?
No, I was going to change topics too, but okay. I want to hear your topic.
So the last time we recorded 2 weeks ago, we took a little break last week. Mm-hmm. I mentioned my love for Manco and Manco Pizza. Mm-hmm. And that night I was going to a Phillies game. Mm-hmm. And so we got Phillies season tickets, and I did not know that our seats were directly in front mm-hmm. of a Manco and Manco's concession stand. So mm-hmm. not only had I not had that pizza in like probably over a year, mm-hmm. but I got it that night. It just felt like a real sign from the universe.
That's manifesting.
It was.
That's manifesting, everybody.
I will say Ballpark Manco and Manco Pizza does not hold a candle to the Ocean City Boardwalk, but mm-mm. it kind of.
Was it good enough ish or not even?
It was. I will not be purchasing it again. Let's say that. I was pleased that I got it. Of course, I ate the whole personal pizza.
You suffered through.
I wasn't sharing.
Yeah, you suffered through.
I suffered through. The crust was nothing to be written home about. No. But it was like, you know, for 2 weeks I've been holding this in. Like, I really needed to tell everyone.
I know. So. Well, I actually had – this was what I was going to change the topic to, season tickets, because I feel like you have written season tickets in our notes for weeks. And then, you know, sometimes when we're doing our update section, we kind of give each other that look like, oh, this is running a little long. Should we move on? But every time we do that, we never talk about the season tickets. And I feel like you haven't told me that you got Philly season tickets. And I feel like it's a big deal. And I like, wow, that's really cool. Have you ever done season tickets before?
So Nick and I, like back in our younger years, I think before we were even married, or maybe the first year we were married, we got like a 6-pack of tickets. You could get smaller packs of tickets. Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. I think the smallest package you can get is 16. So mm-hmm. what we did, we bought the 16 pack. We've already sold a few. There's a few more games that we're trying to sell. So if anyone needs some Phillies tickets, hit me up. But it's like you get the same seats for all 16 games. We got to pick which package of 16 games we wanted. And so it's kind of scattered some weeknights, some weekends. And like we tried to match it up with our availability schedule. So it's just, you know, we decided we had even been considering going down to Clearwater, Florida for the Phillies spring break.
Wow.
And like, but that just, it ended up being, it was going to be way too expensive. And we're like, what if we kind of put some of that money towards the season tickets, sell some to make some of that back. But then if the Phillies make it to the postseason this year, season ticket holders get like first pick at postseason. So that's kind of our motivation. So they
better make it. I have a question. So when you buy season tickets, are you buying them in kind of like a season ticket holder section? So everybody around you is also season ticket? Because like I picture you becoming friends with the people around you.
I mean, there might definitely be like our friends, Sarah and Dan, ended up getting the same package. They're in a different section because they had season tickets last year too. I mean, we might get to know some of the people in our section that we recognize, but no, it's not like this section.
I wish there was like section C in the house. You know what I mean? Like I picture it as like, I want it to be more of like a little club.
No.
Okay. I mean, that's okay.
You know, but I certainly make friends if that's what you're looking for. But mm-hmm. no, and I'm actually going this Friday night, not as part of our season ticket plan, but because I nominated Graham's teacher for Philly's all-star teacher, and they picked him. And because I'm the nominator, I get to walk out on the field with him and like be honored, even though I'm not being honored at all. I just get to stand there and
that's
go on the
field
before the game on Friday night.
Is Graham coming?
Graham's coming, but he's not allowed to come on the field with me. I was like, sorry, bud. I wrote
this is mom's night.
I wrote the essay. I get the spot.
It's all about
me
tonight.
But he's so spoiled. He's been on the Phillies field like four times.
He's like, mom, so over it.
Old news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for all the sports talk. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else is new over there?
So I have a new shower curtain.
Again. Okay.
Again. Let's talk because, about it. Okay. Because, you know, okay, we had the original white shabby chic.
We decided
we needed, no, not octopus. It was
jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
Sorry.
So octopus. Then we transitioned to chartreuse family of jellyfish and it was too much. So it went back to white shabby chic, but Isabel has started wearing makeup and she wears mascara. And when she gets into the shower, she's looking for a little spot to really get in there and get the mascara off. And my white shower curtain is the closest thing.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's like a little corner where she kind of bends it in and uses it as essentially a makeup towel. And if you're thinking you could wash it, I would say, yes, you could, and it won't come out.
Yeah, I mean, so, you're gonna need a lot of Blue Dawn for that, yeah,
right?
You know how I feel about Blue Dawn, but it mascara.
I have made my second attempt at Blue Dawn. It's actually in my dryer right now, having had Blue Dawn administered. I'm gonna see, you know, second time around if it did the charm. But anyway, I decided I still wanted white and I still wanted shabby chic, so I went to Home Goods. I mean, as one, that's what
as
you do.
One does.
You go directly to Home Goods
directly.
And found the perfect shower curtain. And also, it was just funny because Fernando had asked me for one of those dual plunger toilet brush holder things. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a little set. Cool. And so, like, I always go to Home Goods and refuse to get a cart.
Yeah.
So I'm just like walking around like hugging a toilet brush all through Home Goods.
People have seen Stranger Things in a Home Good. People are walking out of there with like not duvets, chaise over their head. They're like, I found what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, brought that home, but now we're in prevention mode because, you know, so what I want to get is, have you seen in hotels where they don't want you to do this, but they're white towels, they don't want you to clean your makeup, and they have that black towel that says makeup in cursive on it?
Yes.
This is what we need to get. We need to get these for the shower.
You need my favorite. I think I posted these in the Facebook group not too long ago. I just bought a whole new set. Mm. It's a pack of 24. They were like $12 recently. They're the microfiber cloth, and they work so well. Graham uses them with my Pons to get off the eye black after he plays baseball. And they're dark gray, so I'm like, I don't care what happens to them. And then I throw them in the wash. I don't care if they're stained with mascara or eye black.
I love this.
And they're great. And I just keep them, like, so now we have 48 because, I mean, I've probably had to throw a few out in the last few years. But, like, he and I we each use a new one each day to wash our faces. And they're great. So just keep a stack of them in your bathroom and maybe she'll remember to grab it.
Yeah, you know, I even showed you this once. I have that OXO corner shelf thing. I think I even picture maybe having like a little stack of them even folded up on the top shelf.
And then a little hotel roll.
Mm. And then we have our, you know, our little laundry basket right in the bathroom. So I feel like she can – I mean, she's not going to put it in the laundry basket.
Well, no.
She's going to leave it on the floor of the shower. Yeah. And then I'll pick it up and put it in the laundry basket.
All right, I'm going to send you this link today because you need these.
But we, you know, this needs to happen ASAP because the shower curtain's hanging.
The new
one. You know
what I
mean? The new one.
Okay.
You know, so we're in prevention mode.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay, send me the link.
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Also, I really need to know if you've listened to the new Taylor Swift album, Tortured Poets Department.
That is what, no.
Yeah,
but
Amanda.
Everybody is talking about this. And can I tell you, there is this woman that I follow on Instagram. What is her name? Her Instagram handle is Mafarina. Have you ever followed her?
No.
She did a dramatic reading of a post that a Swiftie had written about how we all need to be behind Taylor and this is the moment and we all must fight against evil and drop everything to back Taylor up at this moment. And she did a dramatic reading of that post and it was
I love it.
Hysterical.
It sounds great. I'm not that quite – I mean, you know I'm a Swiftie, but, like, I just really enjoy this album. It is quite spicy in terms of some of the language. She does not hold back.
Okay.
A little reminder, you can always find – at least on Amazon Music, there's always a full, clean version of the album. So that is what I have loaded into our, like, playlists, whatever. So if Paige requests that on our – Alexa, I can't say it too loud. That's the version it plays, because some of the spiciness is a little much for her, not for her. But it's real good. And each morning I wake up with like a different song in my head, and that's like my favorite song for the day. It's just
How did she like produce an album in the middle of like years of worldwide tours?
I think she's genuinely one of those creatives who can't not create.
Right.
You know, like I'm guessing that night after night, and I mean she performs what, like 3 shows a week, and then she's got a little time off in there. But I'm guessing that like performing the same songs over and over again, and then also like kind of experiencing different feelings from when she wrote those kind of because some of the songs, like you can kind of feel like it's the part two to an older song that she wrote when she was maybe 22. And now it's like, oh, these feelings have evolved, or I've learned more about myself, or I had this relationship that changed the way I feel about something. So,
Was she with Travis while writing this album? Do we know that?
There are 2 Travis songs on this album. One is called So High School, that I don't know how she does it, but I listen to this song and I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds like every 90s teen movie. Like there's that moment in every 90s teen movie that there's like that trendy song playing. Like it doesn't actually sound like any of those songs. Like it's not plagiarism, but it's like, it sounds like, I don't.
Right. It's like the formula.
And so that's great. And then there's a song called The Alchemy that is also a little nod to Travis. But most of the songs are about Maddie Healy, which she had like a short-lived romance. But it was like apparently they met 10 years ago and it was this whole thing. It's just real good. Yeah. So I won't dive too deep into, you know, into it for anyone who's not a Swiftie, but just give it a chance.
Okay.
I got a double album because like, of course it is.
Because why not? Because she's just like, why not?
Why not? 31 songs. Here you go. That's great.
Here you go. Yeah. I have to drive a little bit today, so maybe I'll pop that in there.
Okay. All right. Let me know if you need some advice on like, you know, what to really listen for. Okay. I know we're kind of running long here, but I also have another huge announcement. It's just like a really big week over here.
Okay.
Amanda, I got a new dryer. Have I even told you this?
I feel like we did talk about this.
Okay. Have we talked about
that? Did it break immediately after arriving or something? No.
No, no, no. So 3 years ago, I did have to look up. Okay, so let me set the scene. We moved into this house in 2010. Is that right? Yes. Sure.
Sure-ish.
Yeah. No, 2011. I'm like, what year was Graham born? Yeah. Okay, we moved into this house in 2011. The dryer was old when we got here. It continued on and just kept on keeping on. But the doorway to our basement, because our house is older, it's much smaller than like would be up to code now in a new building. So like we were just letting this dryer run its course, because to get a new one, it's like you have to get a smaller size and there's so many more limitations. And then of course the smaller ones cost twice as much as the bigger ones that dry twice as much stuff. So we were just like going with it. In 2021, we thought it was breaking because it just would like stop running. I ordered a replacement. Lowe's was like, just kidding, we're canceling this. And then the old dryer started working again. So I was like, I'm just going to go with it.
It was in
finally,
a mood.
In the last couple months, there was like some thumping going on. There was
smoke coming out.
Wasn't smoke, but I was like, this is, it's probably time. Nick was like, please just like, pick what you want and like just like we have to stop hemming and hawing over this. It's going to save us money in the long run on the electric bill and everything. So I picked one. But before I did that, I was like, I need to find out how old this dryer really is.
Wow.
So I looked up the serial number and it was, I believe, a Whirlpool. Amanda, just guess at the year that this was manufactured.
1967.
Well, no. I mean...
1982.
1993.
1993. So 31
years.
31 years.
They don't make things like they used to. Granted, no. There was thumping. There was plenty of problems with this dryer, but it was still...
I was going through menopause.
It was. It was like thumping, night sweats, all the things. Uh-huh. So I have a new fancy dryer that when it's done drying, it like sings me a little song instead of like,
I love those. They're so cheerful. Oh my
gosh, it's so cute. They're like, it has a light inside. It has a lint trap that I don't have to like crawl into the dryer to get to. So it's been a big week here.
And they took away your old dryer that you said goodbye?
I said goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said a fond farewell to the Bessie. Old one.
Bessie, yeah. The old dryer.
Yeah.
Is it really small though? Like, can it still dry?
I mean, it's, I think it measures like 4.6 cubic feet.
Of course it does.
Drying space. Uh-huh, well, because I had to, it couldn't be more than 25 inches wide at its narrowest, like to get down the stairs, but.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It worked
out.
Look
at you, getting it done.
We got it done.
Getting it done. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could go on about random stuff for the rest of eternity, but shall we take a break and come back to our main topic?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back. Brooke, I will never forget the moment when I received the email that Marie Kondo was going to start training consultants. I could not sign up fast enough. That was 7 years ago, and it's been an amazing adventure ever since.
Now our listeners can put their passion to work by becoming certified KonMari consultants too. New course dates and offerings are in the works for 2024 and beyond.
The best way to stay in the know is by signing up for the Consultant Program newsletter. Be the first to hear about new course dates, what to expect when you join the program, updates on consultants and instructors, they might even get me as an instructor, Brooke, and more.
Head over to KonMari.is/goodenoughish to sign up and stay connected to all things consulting.
That's KonMari.is/goodenoughish for more details. Get ready to spark joy while living your best life as a KonMari consultant.
We're back.
We are back.
Hi.
Hi.
Amanda, today, you know, I wanted to talk a bit about sort of distinguishing our social battery's limits. You know, I've been thinking about this idea of the social battery and what charges my social battery and what really drains it. And I think this time of year is a particularly great time. I mean, every time of year has... kind of blends together lately in the busyness of life. But this time of year can feel particularly hectic. We're coming up on May here. It's going to be, May 2nd when this episode airs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got the baseball season. We've got the nicer weather. We want to be outside. We've got the dance recital. We've got my son is graduating fifth grade. All the things. And while I love all of those things and I look forward to them, and you know, as we've talked about many times, that community is one of my core values.
Yeah.
Community continues to be an anchor for me, but I have found that right now it needs to be in maintenance mode and not building mode. Mm-hmm. And for me, that means recognizing that there's a certain level of exhaustion that comes from peopling. New people.
Yeah.
Versus the people who are already my people. Mm-hmm. And just kind of leaning into that and resisting my nature to sometimes get to know someone new better or like reach out to this person that it's, you know, we've had coffee a couple times and I want to see them again, but like accepting that right now is probably not the right time. And I think a lot of us, maybe it's like, a very black and white, like I feel social or I feel antisocial. And I think there's a lot of gray space there that we have to figure out what that social battery can handle.
Yeah. Yeah. I had another mom say to me once when we were talking about friendships and our daughters and like how she tries to describe it. She said to her daughter, like, it's better to have 4 quarters than 100 pennies.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And I really like that too. Like, I feel like I am in a season of life where I am focused on those four quarters, you know? And like, even when we moved here to Westchester from media, I didn't feel myself being like, I need to make new friends. I was like, no, I've got good friends. Like,
yeah,
they might live a half hour away in media or live overseas or whatever, but it's like, I'm good. Like, I've kind of got my four quarters. So yeah, I think leaning into that, because yeah, life does feel, I think we're all still feeling like the long tail of COVID.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, we're just all changed now. And I think mm-hmm. it's, things are harder than they used to be. And just like the tech world moving faster than ever. And it's just really hard to like be a human. So I find it, especially as an introvert, which is not something that I understood about myself growing up, but I definitely understand it more now.
Yeah.
That idea that like introverts really do need that time to recharge their batteries, or else they go into like that burnout phase a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you find, I mean, I find that sometimes I just want to like be around my friends, but we can be okay with not talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another, something that can charge my battery without feeling like I have to consistently engage. Like, one day my friend Stacy and I both went to the coffee shop to get work done, and we chit-chatted for like 5 minutes, and then we were like, okay, we're gonna put in our ear pods and we're gonna sit here next to each other and do our own work but not chit-chat. And that was totally fine. But just knowing that a friend was like right next door was rejuvenating in a way, just to not feel like I had to people and not feel like I had to I don't know, engage in a way that like I didn't necessarily have the energy for, but I still wanted to be there with my friend.
I hadn't thought about this when we were thinking about this topic, but it's really reminding me now. I'm doing a lot of, I'm learning a lot about nervous system co-regulation. And exactly what you're talking about, I'm learning that it's really fascinating that we as like animals, like our nervous systems actually, it's kind of like the moon and the impact that it has on the tides. Like, our nervous systems actually interact with other people's nervous systems.
Yeah.
And so having her next to you was almost like nervous system co-regulation.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And also like she's kind of like helping you calm down from other nervous system overstimulation. And I think like that's what I'm realizing a lot about being an introvert and things like that, is that that whole idea of nervous system co-regulation and all of that kind of stuff is being really important. Like, we are nervous system regulators for our kids, you know, and that takes a lot of work to be regulating their nervous system. And so then we have to go out and find, like, we're charging their batteries. So then we have to go out and charge our own batteries.
Yes. Yeah, and also what you were saying, I started thinking about how you talk about body doubling with like ADHD. A lot of times the motivation you need to get something done is someone else doing something just by their presence. That is kind of charging your nervous system, or sorry, how did you say it?
Like regulating your nervous system.
Regulating your nervous system in a way that you need, but without necessarily that like constant engagement. It's like your get it done club, you know, it's that just that like I'm here, but I don't need to distract you. So I mean, this kind of aligns with something that happened to you the other day.
So it was funny because I you know, I'm in this stage where, you know, like we said, we're doubling down kind of on the four quarters, but I was, I had just wrapped up a call. Somebody rang the doorbell and I was like, oh, people are always either trying to sell me windows or pest control. It's really one of those two things. So I was preparing myself to send away the pest control man. And I look out my window and it's like one of my high school friends. And Megan, we all know Megan, who I talk about
Megan.
All the time.
Hi, Megan.
Right? Megan. So Megan is a realtor, and it turned out that so April's husband is basically, is he a fighter jet pilot? He's like a big deal pilot in the Air Force, I believe, and they've moved all over the world, but he's getting ready to retire and they're thinking about moving back to the Philadelphia area. So Megan was driving her around to show her all the different neighborhoods. And she was like, well, we have to stop by and see Amanda. So they knocked on the door and it was so crazy to be like, oh my God. Like, it's like back to the future, you know, like getting like sucked back, like seeing like the 47-year-old face of the 15-year-old girl that you knew. It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
You know, it was just lovely. It just initiated this whole like text, because we took a photo and initiated this whole like text back and forth and how have you been? And it's so good to see you. And I kind of really look forward to the idea of her moving close to here and like rekindling that friendship.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was just kind of interesting to have that blast from the past.
Yeah. Yeah. There's certain friendships that you can easily pick up where you left off without it feeling like a drain, even if it has been however many years it had been since you saw her.
Yeah. It was funny though, too, because it made me feel like, oh my God, I was so glad that my house and my body were stoppable, because they're not always.
Yeah.
Like, I have a tendency to like be walking around without a bra on, like I haven't showered yet, like my house looks like a disaster. But like that day, house was looking good, I was looking good, and I was like, oh man, like, but it's not always that way. So it reminded me, like, I need to make my life a little bit more stop-viable.
Well, yes, in a way, like that's a nice goal, but at the same time, April and Megan wouldn't have cared if you weren't stop-viable, because they are those old friends that like just know you to your core. But I have also been known to keep my pajamas on until like 3 p.m. on a Sunday. So if anybody stops by, they're getting me in my pajamas.
Yeah, but April was like, you have a podcast? And Megan was like, yeah, I mentioned on it all the time.
All the time.
And I was like, well, it's been a while, but now here she is. She's back.
Now, how are you preparing the social battery for your trip to Mallorca, which is coming up soon?
Yeah, so we have the group chat going now. I think it's 25 different women that are going. Amazing. And we've got the group chat going in Mallorca right now. And first of all, can I just say how lovely it was, because I was feeling panicked about this trip coming up. And when I booked it in October, I was like, okay, great. Like, I've got months to like really get fit, you know, because it's a wellness retreat, like a fitness retreat, you know? So I just want to get fit. I wanted to, like, I'm going to be like a whole nother person when May comes around. And like, May is coming around and I'm essentially the exact same person that I was who booked that trip in October, November. But we were, you know, one person kind of kicked it off on the WhatsApp group and said like, hey, I don't know if this is TMI, but I just wanted to share that I'm feeling like pretty kind of like triggered about this. You know what I mean? I worry I'm going to get there and you guys are all going to be like these fitness mavens. And it just triggered this, everybody writing back, oh my God, I felt the same way. Like, I haven't been in a bathing suit in 10 years or whatever it was, you know? And it was like, oh my God, it was so cool to see this community. And we were like, oh, we're going to love each other, letting it all hang out. It's going to be amazing. So already we feel this really great, you know, just camaraderie.
Yeah.
But I think I'm also really excited about the way that they've scheduled the itinerary, because there's so much time for you to, you want to read a book in the gardens, you can read a book in the gardens. You want to go out to dinner, you can go out to dinner. You don't, you don't. So I think it is a shared room. I'm sharing a room with a roommate I've never met before. So
but it's kind of nice that you've had this taste of getting to know people a little bit. So you're not going in totally blind. And I think that, you know, has a lot to do with how recharged you're going to feel, because they already kind of maybe know a little bit about your backstory. Same with them. You know a little bit about them. So you're not going into this like totally new, overwhelming peopling experience. It might still be kind of overwhelming, but I like how they set that up and kind of let everybody get a taste of who's going to be there beforehand.
Yeah. I know. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Essentially every day it's like a workout either on the beach or by the pool or in the gardens. And then it's brunch and it's a vegetarian, very healthy, although I think they'll have some chicken and fish, like a brunch. And then it's usually like, you know, have the day to explore the town or by the pool and then dinner together. And then there's a couple of days, there's a day that's like kayaking, cave exploring, cliff jumping if you want to. There's another day where we're eating, like, I think lunch and dinner. It's like a sunset catamaran.
Aww.
I know. So it sounds really beautiful. But then for 2 days before in Barcelona, I'm going to be with Beatrice. And that's going to be just like total.
Yeah. Recharge.
You know, like if you're talking about four quarters, like she's my silver dollar. You know what I mean? Like she,
friend.
She's my silver dollar friend. You know, like it's just
listen to this, so she'll never know.
She doesn't listen. So, but she should because she walks to work every day. She's got time
to us. Yeah, let's get on that, Beatrice.
Yeah, but I had another friend who I got together with. You may even know this friend, Caitlin. She was my chiropractor and a close friend. Yeah, you know her.
I've met her. Yeah,
yeah. She has had two children since I've seen her last.
Oh my gosh.
And so we got together and we just walked around Lynn Villa Orchards. We walked and we walked and we walked and we walked. And she had her 10-month-old baby with her who I hadn't met. And it was amazing. We just talked about everything, grief and love and parenting and working and entrepreneurship. And that was very – I do feel like whenever I get together with somebody, like, you know, one of my values is depth. If I could talk for 3 hours about the meaning of life, mm-hmm. but I cannot talk for 3 hours about Johnny's ballet recital and the weather and like that.
Yeah, surface level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know you like depth. Although I am intrigued. Did you know, so Jessica St. Clair from the Deep Dive podcast and Casey Wilson, one of her friends and fellow actors, she used to be on SNL. She's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with a book called The Art of Small Talk. Mm. And I'm intrigued by it. Casey Wilson, I happened to catch her for a little bit this morning on the Today Show talking about it and how she was saying like small talk doesn't have to be surface level. Like it can be deep. So I don't know. I'm interested in like maybe that is what is draining my social battery more with like trying to get new people is that I am keeping it surface level. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Just –
I'm intrigued by this idea. Did she say any more about like, how is small talk not surface level?
Just because it's someone that you don't know well or like chit chat doesn't mean that you can't let it be powerful. I don't know. I'm probably paraphrasing completely inaccurately,
I'm intrigued,
but
though.
Like we're going to read intrigued. That book when it comes out and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Cause I bet it'll be really funny too.
Yeah. But that might be like, something that is good for you because when you are meeting new people, like you do want to kind of find that depth, even if they're someone that you don't know very well, because it's the meaningless chit chat that drains you. So,
right.
Yeah.
When is this book coming out? I feel like I should read it before
Mallorca. Probably pretty soon because
they're on their tour.
Talking about it. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay. That'll help me get close to my Mallorca buddies.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, this was interesting. I'm excited to read that book and just excited to just like lean into this period of time of just like, I love this idea of this nervous system co-regulation of like spending time with friends and letting it be calming and not like, oh, I have to show up and put on my social face and be friendly and uppity into your face right now.
I'm like, nope. I know. That was a good one. Like, absolutely not. Don't expect me to be friendly right now. No. I'm friendly, but I'm also not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm like, I am tired. But like, everything is a lot right now. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So finding the people that get that and don't drain that out of you.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Well, with that, we'll take a little break. Okay. Hey, listeners. Amanda here. One of the best ways to support this podcast is by leaving positive ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you're on an iPhone, find that purple podcast app, search for Good Enough-ish, scroll down to the ratings and reviews sections to tap 5 stars, and write your own review. You might even get a shout out on the show. Your support means so much and will help new listeners find us. Thanks so much. Now back to the show.
Hi, we're back.
We are back.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so excited to hear about what is sparking joy for you, because this was something that sparked joy for me when I was little.
Okay. So we all know the Babysitter's Club, Amanda. It's, you know, it's a classic. Paige recently started reading the graphic novel.
We read all of them.
And I mean, they're so cute. And she came home one day and was like, I got this book. You know, it's a series called The Babysitter's Club. And she started telling me about it. I was like, oh, I know The Babysitter's Club, you know. She's like, you do? Yes, darling. This was written for my generation.
I read it while listening to Debbie Gibson.
I mean, I'm sure I did. Like, I'm sure I did. But so we've been bonding a little bit. She's been like voraciously reading these. Yes. And we got like 7 out from the library. She will like read one in a sitting. Anyway, I was like, Paige, there's a Babysitter's Club show on Netflix that came out a couple of years ago. She was like, and I have to tell you, Amanda, I had actually watched this when it came out at like the beginning of the pandemic, because I had heard that it was great and nostalgic, but also, you know, modernized. It's like the Babysitter's Club, Christy and all the girls, you know, they're growing up now. The Christy's mom is played by Alicia Silverstone. From Clueless.
Oh my God.
So it's like, it's really, again, made for us, but you know, we can watch it with our kids. But anyway, since Paige has read several of the books, we've slowly been working our way through the series. Unfortunately, there was only 2 seasons before they canceled it, but we just started season 2 and it is so great. It's been great to watch with her. She's 8 and like, it feels totally relevant. You know, there's some things that are a little more like grown up. Because these are tween girls. They're like, I think they're supposed to be 12 or 13. Maybe it starts out when they're 11 or 12. But it's been perfect. Like, we've been enjoying it together. She wants to watch it all the time. I'm like, no, you have to wait for me. This is our show that we watch together. So it's really sparking a lot of joy to connect with her over these characters and figure out, like, who's our favorite. And to rewatch it, or to, like, to re-experience the stories and the characters as a mom.
Yeah.
It's great. So highly recommend it, whether you have a girl or boy that you want to watch these with, or if you just want to watch them by yourself, that's okay. I did that at the beginning of the pandemic and I loved it.
I love that. And I loved those graphic novels, because it was at a time when Isabel was, they were pressuring us a lot at school to be like 20 minutes of reading every day. And she wasn't interested in reading like a book.
Yeah.
The graphic novels, she really did. And I loved that she was also really into art at the time. And each one of them is like illustrated by a kind of a different, there's like a couple different illustrators that have done the graphic novels. So it was interesting to see the different styles.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. Yeah. Ugh. Okay. I'm going to check this out.
Definitely. I think we need a show. Yeah.
It's great. She's like, can we please stop watching British Baking Show? Like,
no, never, but you can fold this into the rotation for sure. Yeah. Amanda, how are you doing your future self a favor?
Okay. So I have this tool that I really love that was introduced to me by a woman who does a lot of traveling for speaking gigs, and it's called TripIt. And I think you can find it just by going to tripit.com. And essentially what you do is you set up an account. And then as you get things like flight confirmations, hotel confirmations, rental car confirmations, all you have to do is forward that to plans@tripit.com, and it will create a whole trip for you and input all of your confirmation numbers, the times, and all of this. So for example, for my Mallorca trip, I forwarded it my flight email. I forwarded it my I have 2 different flights that I have. If I'm going to book a taxi, I can forward it to that, and it will input all of the information right into there. And you can have like the TripIt app, and they're like the place that we're staying is sending us information now about bring this, don't bring this, bring this, da da da. And I can put like that document into the TripIt. Yes.
Whoa. This is amazing.
And okay, it'll add it all to your calendar as well.
Okay. And like, okay, I feel like I have questions, but I can't even like grasp what they are yet. I'm going to have to take a look at this for my London trip once I actually start planning the details. This is exciting. Okay. Yeah. So it's tripit.com, or we'll link from the show notes once we Verify. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's free?
There is a free version. I think I pay for it because it had a couple extra bells and whistles that I needed, but I pay very little. But the free version is still like very cool and helpful.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda. Well,
rain boots and spackle.
Just rain boots and spackle and Trippets and Babysitter's Club and Taylor Swift and all the things.
All the things. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. That's a reminder. I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift on my drive today.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
All right.
I'm going to send you, I'm going to text you a couple of the.
Yeah. I feel your pull to direct me and to point me in the right direction.
I know. I can't.
Which I appreciate because I don't know that I do want to listen to 31 Taylor Swift songs.
I will say, the second half of the album, I don't love as much. There's a couple standout songs there, but they are more of like the ballady, like. Heartbreaking. They're great and they're poetic, but like the first like 18, 20 songs are maybe more my speed. So I'll let you know.
The first 97 of the first 94. Right.
I mean, she's just got away. Yeah. I'll stop talking about her soon. But there was a couple that like when I heard the beginning, you know, on the second or third listen, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to skip this one. I don't like it as much. But then I would give it another chance and be like, wait, I do really like this. Maybe I just don't love the intro or like once I listen to the lyrics, it changes it. And yeah.
Okay. So you're going to introduce me to those that, because I probably would have if I didn't like the beginning, I would have been like, skip.
I'll send you a little like Cliff's Notes.
Okay.
Listen for this. This is about this person. This is what she's actually saying here.
Yeah, and I don't know who Matty Healy is, so I need to research
that. He's the front man of a band called the 1975, and I've never heard their music, and he's problematic in a lot of ways, which, you know, probably had a lot to do with the quick turnaround of their relationship, but, you know. Made for some good songwriting. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, wait. I have one more thing that I have to say. There's this funny comedian that I just started following on Instagram this morning, but it made me laugh because we talked recently about the happy me exercise and what we've learned from our past. And I talked about how I used to love to go clubbing, but obviously that's not a part of my life now. And I didn't even watch this video, but I just saw that the caption said the only clubbing I do today is Costco's and BJ's. Because he talks all about like being a 40-year-old and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I was like, that's really funny.
I know. I do feel like as I get further into my 40s, like a Costco membership may be in my near future.
She's like, that's all she talks about is Costco.
Can you just call me the next time you go?
I don't go. I don't like it.
Oh, you don't go. Okay. No. All right.
I want to do the other type of clubbing. I don't want to do Costco clubbing.
You want to continue with the club clubbing.
Do you think I might go to a club in Mallorca?
I mean, anything could happen.
Do I need to pack an outfit potentially to go to a club? The problem with clubbing
is just that it happens so late. Yeah. Like, I mean, and I loved Jamie Lee Curtis a few years ago. There was like a quote of her saying, like, can some of these bands and artists like start playing a 2 p.m. matinee? Mm-hmm, because like they don't come on stage till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Like I want to be in my PJs, in my bed.
Yeah.
Like I would be down for like dancing at a club. It just needs to happen earlier. Why do the fun things sometimes need to happen so late?
I know. There are
alcohol is traditionally involved. Like,
right.
We can do it without the alcohol. We just need some a good
We just need some booty bounce. Yeah.
A good beat.
And in Spain, forget it. You're not even talking like 11 p.m. You're talking like 2 a.m. is when the party really kicks off.
Well, but with the time change, would 2 a.m. in Mallorca be – what time would it be here? 9 p.m.?
Right. And so also, if we're doing
the first night, it would kind of –
And
brain.
Also with the clubbing there, it's like you want to keep clubbing until daybreak. So what I could do is, you know, have an early dinner, go to bed at 8, wake up at 2 a.m., yeah, go to the club.
For me.
No, this is definitely not happening. Go to the club at 2 a.m., make it back in time for the workout because I'm not drinking. So like I can, you know, be totally – it's not like I'm coming drunk to my workout. So I can come to the workout and then have a little cat nap after brunch. No, that's exhausting. I'm exhausting yeah, just thinking about it.
No, this is not going to happen.
And also, I would go to the club and everyone there would be 17 years old.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, who cares? But also, I get it. I would walk in and care. But
I'd also love to know what I would wear to this club. Like, what am I wearing? Like,
What part am I
showing
that.
Up in? Like a tube top? I mean, what are we talking about here?
But this is where I think this is like an untapped market. Like clubs for women in our 40s that like the dance party starts at 6:30, it's over by 10. We can show up in our pajamas and our supportive shoes and like have our Kindles at the ready. So when the music stops playing, we just grab that book and we cozy on up under the cover. Like, this is an untapped market. Nobody wants to be out that late.
No, we don't.
All right. Sorry. This took a turn.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking, I'm like, is there clubbing in my future in Mallorca? Okay.
All right. We'll work on that.
All right. We'll think about that. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Good Enough-ish. We will be back each week with new topics, stories, tips, and personal experiences,
as well as some good old friendly banter and lots of laughter.
Don't forget to find us on Instagram at goodenough.ish.
Email us at goodenoughishpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 484-440-9498 with questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.